Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. How in the world should I value my workplace benefits and decide whether I should make a change or not on this episode of Shauna Shares Community Q&A?
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Come to Game, where we flip the script on the old school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to another episode of Shauna Shares Community Q&A. In this episode, I'm tackling a question from Susanna. Susanna wrote in and said, "Hi there, Shauna. I've been listening to the show for a while now and finally got up enough nerve to ask a question. I'm new at a company and looking over all the workplace benefit options and my head is spinning. I don't know how to place any value on what I'm being offered or really what to pick. I'm also really thinking about money lessons from the pandemic and how that shapes my benefit choices, like, hello, mental health benefits. Also, I know that I just started working for this company, but I'm also considering making a big life change and start building my own business. Of course, if I do that, I lose out on all these juicy benefits. But again, I don't really know if any of these are of value. Okay, so you see, I'm lost here. I'd love to hear any tips from you or experts who can help guide me in valuing all of this and thinking about takeaways from the pandemic. Oh, also, any tips for deciding if it's worth leaving these benefits behind? Because they can also be expensive. Thanks so much for answering my question." Susanna, first of all, I'm so glad you worked up enough nerve to send in that question, because this is a great question, especially since we're in the new year. And I think when you get in the new year, you're trying to figure out all sorts of things. You're trying to set new habits. You're trying to think about your life going forward. It's kind of this refresh point, but I think it also brings up all of these decisions about money that maybe you've put on the back burner last year just because you didn't want to deal with them or you didn't want to think about them. And let's be honest, 2020 was a very tough year. 2021 was tough as well. And who the heck knows what 2022 is going to be like, but let's just hope it's not as much of a roller coaster as before. So while you might have already chosen your workplace benefits last fall during open enrollment, I think it's still important to understand what you have and what's available to you in the future. And I love that you're talking about value. So I think we tend to obviously think about health insurance when it comes to our workplace benefits, but there are so many other benefits from most companies that are available to you. They can include things like employer match for your 401k, life insurance, disability and benefits, maybe perks like parking or wardrobe or computer equipment for you to work on, or maybe going back to school to get an advanced degree. Or yeah, Susanna, you mentioned mental health benefits. I think a lot of us who work at companies are thinking about mental health, and that is of value because, let's be honest, going to a therapist, unless it's covered by your health insurance plan, it can be very, very expensive. And most of us don't have a spare couple hundred to $300 just laying around to go to therapy a couple of times a month. Now, there are lots of amazing options out there for teletherapy and online therapy and apps and all sorts of things. So I don't want to just sound like the only way to go to therapy is to make it expensive. But the cool thing is that a lot of employers are getting on board and are offering some sort of mental health benefits. But you know, those benefit packages, when you're looking at them, they can be very confusing. You don't know what they're paying for or what you have to pay for. And then of course, yes, if there's a cost involved, the decision is like, well, do I want to spend my money on that? Or do I want to spend my money on eating out or maybe trying to pay off debt or whatever it might be? So it's confusing. And you also brought up the idea, Susanna, of making a big life change. There was a recent study done by MetLife that talked about millennials are in this frame of mind where they're thinking about making big life changes. And I don't think that's just for millennials. I think a lot of us are thinking about, what do we want our life to look like? We've just come through, maybe not out yet, but through this kind of crazy life experience that we all have been through with the pandemic. And it does really put your attention on, what do I want life to look like? What do I want to do? How do I want to spend my time? What do I want to do with my money? All sorts of things like that. So I think you're in the right place if that is your frame of mind and that is your thinking. And obviously, if you start your own company, those benefits don't come with you usually. And so, yeah, you do have to think about things a little bit differently. So I had the chance to speak with Marcus Smallwood, who is Vice President of Workforce Engagement at MetLife, and Marcia Barnes, who's been on this show before. She is CEO of a company called The Finance Bar, who they deal with workplace benefits on a daily basis and are very passionate about helping people figure out how to value these. What sort of things should you ask? What questions should you ask about workplace benefits? How to figure out what to choose and not choose when there is a cost involved? So I thought, let's just hear their advice on how to know what workplace benefits work for you and then how to actually value those. Let's jump into the conversation. I think to start out, so we're in a new year, and it's definitely an understatement to say that the pandemic has had a really big impact on our lives, our careers, especially financially speaking. Curious from both of you, what do you think are some of the biggest lasting financial impacts that have kind of come out from the pandemic? Marcus, do you want to start us off?
Sure. Well, across the board, the pandemic has caused a clear disruption to people's lives, and it's changed the way that we approach nearly every aspect of our short and long-term decision making. But this is especially true when we're talking about people's financial health. And in many ways, the pandemic shed light on and ultimately surfaced a lot of the financial challenges people were already faced with. And so now, nearly 2 years in, people are only feeling those pressures more intensely. I would say also, as a result, I think one of the biggest impacts that we've seen since the start of the pandemic is that people and employees are increasingly looking at their employer's benefit offerings in a whole new light. So now more than ever, employees are looking towards their employer benefits and the coverages that they offer as an extension of their overall financial health. And they're asking themselves, how can the benefits my employer offers help me manage my financial goals? Or how can the employer's offerings help ease some of the financial anxieties that arose from and intensified during the pandemic? But it's clear, people are beginning to take stock of their financial lives in a whole new way these days. And as we continue to deal with the pandemic and the variants of the virus, I would expect that we'll only start to see these continue in the months ahead.
Tell me just a little bit more, Marcus, about that idea of financial health. Like, what does that really mean?
Well, financial health is, you know, when you think about your overall financial well-being, and we know that the anxieties that come up from financial health play into someone's overall health and well-being and themselves. And so as we're looking at kind of what's happened during the pandemic and the challenges that people have been faced with uncertainty, they're looking at their pocketbook as well. And what we found is over the next 12 months, many millennials are especially looking to make a major life change over the next 12 months. And many of those changes, you know, come with a price tag as well.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get back to that life change. But Marcia, just curious from your side, what do you think some of the biggest lasting financial impacts have been?
Well, I think that Marcus said it best when he mentioned that, you know, over these next 12 months, millennials are going to really hone in on their financial health. But your question specifically, Shauna, around what financial impacts are here to stay, I would have to say that it's, again, to Marcus's point, it's paying more attention to our financial health. We all know that years ago, we were in a recession and now we have a pandemic. And after the pandemic, I think that now we all realize is that even after this, there will be something else down the line here, maybe in a couple of years. And who knows the way this year went, you know, 2022, we may see something again. So I definitely believe that millennials and other generations will simply just pay more attention to their financial health, because financial health impacts our mental health, right? Mm-hmm. Our mental health is also impacted by our careers and our jobs. So I just think many individuals are going to pay more attention simply to their financial health, because what so many people are looking for right now is to not be concerned, to not be worried, to not be afraid of what's around the corner for us financially and otherwise.
Marcia, I am, I'm like putting our like fictitious seatbelt on. I don't know if we can handle anything else in 2022.
Yeah, for sure. So now we're just trying to like prepare for what may come around the corner. And I believe that's just here to stay, which is a good thing, right?
For sure. Yeah. And I want to talk a little bit, Marcus, you brought up the idea that millennials in particular, this MetLife survey that was released in 2021, your annual open enrollment survey, you found some really interesting things. And one specific thing was that 4 in 5 millennials say that they're expecting to make a major life change in the next 12 months. And I think with major life changes also brings a lot of stress and anxiety and trying to figure out the right things to do with your money. So maybe just start here. You know, how do you know if you're ready to make a major life change? And then any tips about how to kind of set yourself up financially?
Yeah, sure. Well, let's start with how do you know if you're ready to make a major life change? And I'll lean on what our research uncovered, which is as we inch towards the 2 year mark of life and work amid the pandemic, younger Americans and especially millennials are slowly beginning to revisit the personal milestones they previously shelved as they had to deal with more pressing and immediate concerns that came on due to the pandemic. But with vaccines being more readily available and booster shots on the rise, our research found that 81% of millennial employees are expecting to make a major life change over the next 12 months. So this can be buying a house, getting married, or bringing home a furry friend. But millennials are feeling ready to revisit some of those major milestones that they had until now previously put on the back burner. Now, of course, in the current environment, feeling ready is completely subjective. But part of this, you know, is, you know, feeling financially stable enough to take those next steps. And so I would say a good first next step to setting yourself up to financial success is to take stock of your current financial situation and determine how your needs and your personal circumstances may have changed this year or may be changing in 2022. And then you can take a look at benefits that you've elected during open enrollment. And Shauna, I get it. Many of us tend to elect those benefits during open enrollment, and then we forget about them for the next 8 months until, you know, a surprise dental appointment creeps up on you. And I'll tell you what, I've been guilty of that as well. But instead of doing that, I would suggest read back through those benefits that you elected to determine if they offer, you know, protection and how they can help improve your overall financial well-being.
Yeah. Such great advice. Marcia, wondering if you have any thoughts about just how to set yourself up financially so that this change maybe isn't as stressful as maybe it could be.
Well, I think number one, Shauna, it's important that we take stock of our own financial health. So much of what we've heard over the years, no matter what it was, right, when it comes to benefits, retirement, investing, how we handle our money is just from buzz that we've seen, you know, social media or in the media. So one of the things that I love that Marcus just mentioned is the fact of taking a look at what that looks like for you. What does your financial portfolio look? And then from there, you make the next best step. Now, as it relates to benefits, because for, you know, some millennials, I've heard from so many millennials, Shauna, over the years that have said, listen, I don't invest in benefits at all for my employer because it's simply something that I can't even afford. You know, and that has worked for me. So I will say that maybe we need to stay away from that a bit because the pandemic has, you know, has shown us that our health can be compromised at any time, whether we've had issues, you know, financial health issues in the past or not. So I would say, but when it comes specifically to our health benefits, look to others that have been in your place. So if it's, you know, your parents, friends, aunts, or uncles that can, you know, tell you, like, what did you, you know, invest in when it comes to your health benefits? What would be smart for me to do? And then go from there. But definitely first, just take stock of what's in front of you opposed to maybe some of the buzz or media buzz or even social media buzz that you hear out there and just make it unique to your financial situation.
I think that's great advice, Marcia. I think if the pandemic has shown us anything, it's that we're all vulnerable. Yes. And we know that we, you know, tomorrow is not guaranteed for all of us, but we can kind of get in this habit of just assuming that tomorrow is going to be here and everything's going to be fine and we're not going to need to go to the doctor or whatever it might be. But that's a really good point. And another thing I wanted to talk a little bit about, I have so many friends who, because of the pandemic, are really starting to look at their careers differently. Maybe they were only focused on income before, and now they're starting to look at those benefits in a little different light than maybe they had before. So curious from both of you, are there workplace benefits that maybe we normally sort of seem to overlook or not think they're valuable when maybe we should take another second look at those?
Yeah, Shauna, you know, I'll start with that one. And the short answer is yes, absolutely. When we think about benefits, most of us probably think health insurance. And of course, that's incredibly important, especially in today's world. But what we don't necessarily always consider are the other valuable offerings that we could be taking advantage of. And those would be voluntary benefits, which help bridge the gaps that aren't traditionally covered through health and other medical plans. So let's start with legal plans, for example. This may not be the first thing that comes to mind when you think about benefits, but personal legal plans offered through the employer can give you access to a wide network of attorneys with no copays or deductibles. And you can see the attorney as much as you'd like as throughout the course of the year. And it covers everything from consultations, wills, estate planning, real estate matters, and much, much more. But think of it like this. It's like having your own personal attorney on retainer when you need them.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Now, for all of those folks that have pets at home, like myself, You know, pet insurance can help curb the cost of routine veterinary costs and also help offset pricey procedures like surgeries or overnight vet stays. And this can be a huge financial relief to pet parents like me. And so this is especially important for millennials to keep in mind, considering that our research found that 50% of millennials are more likely to get a pet than get this, than have a child over the next 12 months. So yeah. Oh, wow. And so considering, you know, these less than traditional benefits, they can help employees avoid dipping into their savings later on. And it's a really important aspect in maintaining your overall financial health.
So I got to know, Marcus, are you a dog person or a cat person?
I am a dog person, and Butterscotch is our dog. I call her Butters. She is an important part of our family.
I love it. What a fantastic name. I feel like people are either one or the other, right? Like, Marsha, are you a dog person or cat person?
I am a dog person. I am so terrified of cats, and I don't know why.
We're all in good company here then, I see.
Yeah. So, hey, Shauna, one other thing that I'd want to mention too is, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that a lot of employers offer financial wellness tools out yes. there for employees to take advantage of. And I would encourage to take the time to do the research on and seeing how those plans can help, you know, with your financial outlook. And, you know, and speaking of financial planning tools, you know, there's one that's out there that's available for everybody, regardless of who you work for. But MetLife recently launched a new financial wellness app called Upwise. And in creating Upwise, MetLife's goal was to develop a mobile app that would help employees create positive financial habits and make progress that feels good. People often need help taking those first steps to improve their financial wellness. And Upwise suggests tangible actions that can move movers closer to their financial goals. And it's a great complement to any of the standard employer-offered financial wellness programs that may be out there.
And Marcus, what about, are a lot of employers now offering some sort of mental health benefits? Is that a focus kind of coming out of this pandemic?
It is. We are hearing a lot from our customers and employers that, you know, mental health is a priority for them. And what we're finding too is they're looking at all aspects that go into an overall mental health. And they're realizing that the financial health piece of this plays a big part into someone's overall mental health well-being.
Yeah, and I know, Marcia, you talked about that in the beginning of the episode about the connection between our mental health and our financial health. Wondering if you could just expand a little bit on that from kind of what you see out there with people really struggling with that side of things when it comes to money.
Yeah, so yeah, sure. So as I mentioned, Shauna, our financial health impacts our mental health. And what we often overlook is the fact that if we're not, you know, seeking out assistance from, you know, directly from a therapist where we're paying out of pocket ourselves, you know, Marcus mentioned the financial app Upwise, which is great. But then there's also benefits where, you know, employers help with mental health by way of their employee assistance programs. So that I often think that's one thing that employees are overlooking as well, because we hear it a lot. You know, I think I need to see a therapist, but I also don't believe I can afford a therapist. But then there are resources that our employers offer and we don't even realize. And I think we should do that, because sometimes we just sit, you know, alone and just within our thoughts to think about our finances. How are we going to make it through? What is the next best step? So I would encourage everyone, you know, as we talked about throughout this entire call, is the fact that just take your time and just slow down a bit when it comes to your benefits. And even if you're not thinking about it every single day throughout the calendar year, maybe even quarterly, go back, put it on your calendar 4 times a year and just revisit what you have. Because I promise you, Shauna, there's always something that we've just overlooked that can really be beneficial for us, and that can also allow us to keep money in our pockets, because our employer is just kind of doing the work for us. So I just think it's really yeah. important that we really pay attention to that. It's so important.
And I know I got a listener question that I kind of want to throw out to both of you and get your thoughts, because so many are still working in a virtual environment and, you know, can't just go down the hall to HR. And some people don't even know what to even say to HR in terms of evaluating their benefits. So kind of in this world that we're still in, this in-between world where we're virtual, I would imagine that it's maybe even more difficult to kind of start a conversation with someone in HR to understand benefits, to evaluate benefits. Any advice that you have for someone who's kind of in that position and maybe is like afraid or doesn't know what to say or doesn't even know what to ask about benefits?
One, the advice that you gave to go talk to a friend or a family member about their current experience, that can help. That can be a starter. And just doing a little bit of research and having those conversations can go a long way in helping you navigate the benefits that may be available for you. But going to your HR, your human resources, and your benefits team, that's what they're there for. Those are compassionate individuals that have seen a lot of the things that employees may be going through. And so there's also a lot of companies offer, web pages, benefit guides, and other areas. If you're not ready to have that conversation, you can do some of that self-research on your own through some of those tools that will be available. And there's some decision and guidance and support tools that are out there through artificial intelligence as well that has been developed to help you navigate through understanding the benefits that may be available for you.
Oftentimes, we get into our jobs and we're so excited in the beginning, like, I'll go to this job and this is my pay and these are my benefits. And then we get there and we're not necessarily afraid to contact HR. But to your point, we just don't know what to say. So for anyone listening, what I encourage you to do is you can take it back to elementary. You know, think of yourself as being this 5-year-old and you just, you really have no idea of what the world has to offer you yet. And simply say, listen, here's my benefit package. Explain to them what you have. Ma'am or sir, can you please explain to me what does this mean? You know, just simply generally explain to me what this means. And that way you're now knowledgeable of just what that means specifically for your unique situation, Shauna. So again, I don't think that we're afraid to do that. I just think that we don't do it. And it's very important for us to do when we really don't understand what's in front of us, because life gets busy, right? And we all know this. Right. Who has time to call HR? Like throughout the year, I think we can all relate to that. We don't like use our days to say today I'm going to call HR. We don't. But I am going to say that I think we need to be more mindful of doing that, because our benefits are a part of our overall financial plan and our overall financial portfolio. So treat it just as if you were checking in on your stocks. Treat it the very same.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Yeah, so going back to the idea of a lot of millennials making some sort of change, I know a lot of people are making career changes. They're either leaving their employer, or going to a new one, maybe they're starting their own business, whatever it might be. The pandemic has kind of really shaken things up in the workforce. So let's say I'm up for a job and I'm kind of trying to figure out whether I stay at my current job or I go to this other job. And it's kind of coming down to like benefits and what benefits these employers both offer. Do you have any tips or suggestions for how we would kind of weigh out those different benefit offerings to figure out what might be most valuable to us?
Marcus mentioned the MetLife app, Upwise, which anyone could use that. It doesn't matter if you're in the office, right? So that's one thing that helps with your financial health. Then there are employee assistance programs that often includes therapy or for you to reach out to speak to someone if you feel like you need to get things out of your mind and you need a listening ear. Doesn't matter if you're working from home or in the office. And then there are other wellness benefits, Shauna, for example, reimbursements for gym memberships, reimbursements for tuition assistance. You know, again, those are things that doesn't matter if you're work from home or you're in the office. So I would definitely encourage anyone to just pay attention to the things that you do still have, opposed to what you think you no longer have. Because in many situations, it doesn't matter, you know, where you're working from. Because if we really think about it, Shauna, even before the pandemic, everyone wasn't 100% in the office. We've always heard that many people were working from home. It may have not just been us. So I would just, you know, again, encourage everyone to consider the things that you actually do have that's offered to you, and then take it from there and then use them. That's the really important part, is to, you know, take stock of what you have and then take action by utilizing them. If not, we're just leaving money on the table, you know, when it comes to our benefits, if we're all being honest.
Yeah, Marcia, you hit the nail on the head. I would just so you know too, you know, employers are mindful of this too. There is a war for talent out there, and one of the top things that we're hearing from our employers are that they really want to put a big focus on attracting top talent and retaining them, and they're seeing that the salary is just table stakes. Right. And so once they get that right, what else are they offering to help that employee make that decision to come work for them and to stay with them? And they're using benefits as a way to do that. And so if someone's out there thinking about, should I go to company A or company B? You know, first I would take a look at kind of what's important to me. You know, what kind of coverage do I need? And does that employer offer that? What are some of the changes that I'm going to make throughout this next year? And do the benefits that are available through this employer allow me to do that as well? And so by taking that personal stock and understanding exactly, you know, what you may be getting from a company, and those some of those other ancillary benefits could weigh in your decision on where if you're going to company A or company B.
Yeah, great advice. And you mentioned being proactive. So we're in 2022 and although we won't make new benefit choices for, you know, quite a few months here in this year, how do we be proactive kind of thinking ahead this year so that when we do get to open enrollment time 2022, we know the value of our benefits, we know what we're selecting, like we have a good plan versus just either, I guess I'll just leave it or I don't know what to choose. Any advice for how we can, you know, let's be like a little bit more proactive this year.
Yeah, Shauna, I would say a great idea is to think about what happened for you in the year prior. And I want us all to just remember that this is not, you know, in case you had an emergency and it's like, oops, I need to have like dental surgery. It's for the things that you've said last year, I didn't do it, whether it's like a HSA or, you know, flexible spending accounts. You know, money where you like you could contribute to it each month, even if you're not using it, using those accounts immediately. What are some of the things that you would like to do? Is it, you know, a dental surgery? Is it any other type of medical surgery that you have to do? It's like, you know, Marcus said earlier, are you considering getting a pet? So it may not be things that are happening in your life right now, but take a sticky note and just jot down a few things that you would like to see to happen for yourself. So when benefit, you know, enrollment comes or rolls around, Shauna, you can say, okay, now I'm prepared. And maybe this is not like in a one sitting, you just figure it all out. And now you have this perfect list for a benefit enrollment season. It's just over time, just start to consider things that will happen for you or may happen. So when it's time to enroll, you're just more equipped and it just makes sense for you, you know, to your point, instead of just saying, you know, is my health insurance plan the same? Check mark, dental, check mark, life insurance, check mark, so forth and so on. So it's just, I think, work that we can all do over a period of time to say, you know, I didn't do this, but I would like to do this. This may happen or not. And then our benefits just help us with that. And then the great part about, you know, open enrollment is that it happens once a year. So even if we didn't get everything right this time around, next year will come again and we can, you know, try our best to make it, you know, more unique and more streamlined for us and our families.
Yeah, I'll add to that too as well is, you know, a lot of employers, they invest heavily into communication, right? Making sure that employees get informed of important updates and so they can make informed decisions when it matters to them. But what we find is a lot of the times, you know, whether that communication comes through the mail or digitally, sometimes we overlook those because we have more pressing things that we're concerned with at the moment and we think we're going to go back to them. I would encourage to make sure you're reading those communications because there's a lot of things that your employer is trying to get in front of you that could have a real impact on you. And I'll give an example. We had a friend that passed away and they didn't have life insurance. And my wife, you know, asked me, do we have life insurance? I said, yeah, absolutely, we do. And then she said, well, tell me about it. What do I do if you were to pass away? Where do I go? Who do I contact? And it made me realize that we needed a plan, right? We mm-hmm. had the coverage, but we didn't have a plan and she didn't understand the coverage and allowed me to sit down with her and explain what it is, how much we're covered for, where she would go. And then we found out there's other services within our life coverage plan that could help someone through the grieving process as well. So all of these things that can come up, but it's just really taking time, investing time in yourself to educate yourself about these benefits and that you can do that throughout the year.
And Shauna, do you mind if I just add one more note on to what Marcus just mentioned?
Go for it.
Yeah. So I love what Marcus just mentioned around, you know, his wife asking him the question about, you know, having life insurance, but then taking that a step forward to say, well, what does that really mean if something were to happen? And that's something that we speak to our followers, you know, a lot about is, you know, for so many of millennials that have moved away from home, you know, like say that, you know, I'm from South Carolina, but now I've moved to New York and no one has any idea of what's happening in my life. It's also important to, when you think about your benefits, aside from like general medical insurance, dental insurance, even pet insurance, to see if they have any type of legal assistance. You know, is it a will or creating an estate plan for you? Because we all need a way that, you know, if we know that we have insurance, well, then if something happens to us, then who else knows that, Shauna, right? It's kind of like, I call it a financial toolkit. That if something were to happen to you, and again, you know, going back to the pandemic, so many people were hospitalized, and some people, their family knew, some didn't know. Some had access to their important documents, some didn't. So I think that's another key component of when we think about our benefits packages and open enrollment, to consider if there are any type of legal resources that your employer offers as well for that specific reason.
Yeah, that's a great, great point. And Sean, I'll just, you know, lastly add too that you had asked, like, what can they do throughout the year? A lot of benefits and resources that are provided through employers, you don't have to wait until open enrollment for. Right. They can be available throughout the year. And so you can take advantage of those. I mentioned pet insurance being one of those. That's something that as you, you know, go and adopt a pet, you could sign up for any time of the year. But there's also opportunities if you have a what we would call a qualifying event. Something's changed in your life that has changed your circumstances. Many employers will allow you to make changes in your benefits at that time. And those are good opportunities to elect coverages that now fit your changing lifestyle.
Wow, such great advice. Well, you both have armed us with a ton of tips to get us set this year and start thinking about benefits going forward. And I love the conversation about valuing benefits. I think that is such an important one to have. So I would love for you to tell each of you, tell us where we can go to connect with you both and learn more about continue this conversation. So Marcus, I'll start it off with you.
Yeah, I would invite, you know, anyone to visit us at MetLife.com. Our research can be found there. You can visit us at MetLife.com, employee trends, and that'll be a good place for you to visit and learn a little bit more about the research and how benefits can help, you know, changes or help you plan for changes that you may be having over the next year or so.
Yeah, Shauna. And for myself, you can visit us. You know, our website is thefinancebar.com, across all social media platforms at thefinancebar as well, where we've done a lot of work with MetLife over the years. So I encourage you to go back, look at those videos, you know, as it relates to open enrollment. But then let's not forget what Marcus mentioned earlier during our time here together is to visit that app, that Upwise app, to help you with your financial health as you plan for, you know, this year and years in the future. And then also, please be sure to share that information with your family and friends.
Susanna, I hope that answered your questions and then some. There was so much great advice in there about how to think about workplace benefits kind of going forward in this new year and how to value those benefits. And then I love the conversation about all of the different types of benefits that are being offered by employers that you just might not even know about. So it's definitely worth asking the question. And certainly if you're thinking about making a big life change or a big career change, like really looking at those benefits and thinking about how that figures into your overall salary, because there are values attached to each and every benefit. As always, if you have a question that you would love for me to tackle on a Shauna Shares episode, you can head right to the show notes. Feel free to share a success story, a burning question you might have, something that you're trying to figure out. As always, you can also remain anonymous as well. That's totally fine with me. Just let me know. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or family member, someone who you know is trying to figure out this whole thing about workplace benefits. You can head to the show notes for all the links to our episode guests, as well as our amazing episode sponsors who make this podcast possible. I'll see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.
Hey, you.
Yes, you.
Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.